Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett proposes Israel mediate between Russia and Ukraine. By Deborah Brand on February 27, 2022. Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett offered to act as a mediator between Russia and Ukraine during a phone call with President Vladimir Putin on Sunday, a statement from the Kremlin said. The statement did not say how Moscow responded to Jerusalem's offer. Bennett's office also released a statement saying, Prime Minister Naftali Bennett spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin this afternoon. The two discussed the situation between Russia and Ukraine. The Jerusalem Post quoted a diplomatic source as saying, Israel is willing to help if it is asked and at any time to settle the cross and bring the sides together. Israel is in a special situation to bring the two sides together, the report cited the source as saying. The two leaders agreed to remain in contact, the report said. Israel is an ally of both Russia and Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has repeatedly requested, most recently on Friday, that Israel mediate between the two countries. Ukrainian ambassador to Israel Yevgeny Kornichuk on Friday remarked that Israel is one of the most prominent possible intermediaries for Mr. Putin. According to the Kremlin readout, Putin told Bennett that Russia had sent a peace delegation to Gomel in southern Belarus to conduct talks with Ukraine, but that so far the latter has refused to send representatives since Belarus is a Russian ally. However, on Sunday afternoon, Zelensky relented, saying it would hold talks with Russia at its border with Belarus. At Sunday's cabinet meeting, Bennett maintained that Israel is behaving in a measured and responsible way. Israel has been cautious about taking sides. Since Jerusalem coordinates its military strikes on Iranian targets in Syria with Moscow, given the latter's heavy military presence there. On Thursday, Israeli Foreign Minister Yair Lapid came out in harsh condemnation of Russia, saying its invasion of Ukraine was a grave violation of the international order. It was the first time Jerusalem came out in direct censure of Moscow. According to the report, Lapid was drafted two statements by foreign ministry officials, one that mentioned Russia and one that did not, and he chose the more direct condemnation. During Sunday's meeting, Bennett announced that Israel would be sending 100 tons of humanitarian aid to Ukraine. So far, 2,000 Israelis have left Ukraine by land since the invasion on Thursday.